The head of Idaho's state-run health insurance exchange says no matter what decision the U.S. Supreme Court made yesterday on the federal subsidies that are part of Obamacare, the state wouldn't have been affected. Adam Cotterell says not everyone agrees.
Pat Kelly, director of Your Health Idaho, says he was not worried at all about what the Supreme Court would rule.
No matter what the Supreme Court decided, Your Health Idaho customers were always going to be able to maintain their tax credits, as our status as a state-based exchange was never in question.
That would have been true for the immediate future, according to Lynn Quincy, health policy director at Consumers Union, the policy arm of Consumer Reports. But Quincy says things would not have stayed the same for Idaho long term.
If nothing else happened, if we just got an adverse ruling and there was no fixes passed by Congress, we would expect health insurance markets for the people who buy on their own to sort of unravel.
A lot of pundits have claimed that if the court said people buying insurance on the federal exchange could not get subsidies, Obamacare would have to be scrapped entirely, including state exchanges like Idaho's. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.